This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Video streaming company Netflix announces earnings today. The expectations are high among investors, but the company has challenges like growing the brand abroad. Joining us for State of the Union on Netflix is our friend Molly Wood, who, by the way, was just named the newest deputy technology editor for the New York Times. Hey, Molly.
Hey, how are you, Ben?
I'm good. So, Netflix.
Netflix.
How do we feel about how this company is doing? There's a lot of interesting things happening.
Yeah, Netflix has been on fire. I mean, the stock price has been strong. Their reputation is strong. And although they're still suffering from a little bit of a dearth of movie content, I think Netflix has solidly established itself as this is where you come to watch TV.
And we now have this thing that's not necessarily causal, but there is, at the very least, some correlation here. Subscribers to premium pay networks like HBO, Showtime are dipping, and subscribers to companies like Netflix, these things are rising.
Which to me makes perfect sense. I'm loathe to subscribe to HBO or Showtime, even though I know there's great content there.
Uh-huh.
It's too expensive. So some of this, just at its core, is the fact that, you know, Netflix is cheaper. So I think people are just making a value decision. They can say, look, I could pay $20 a month or more for movie channels with my cable subscription and only get those shows.
Right.
Or I can pay $10, $15 a month for Amazon or for Hulu Plus or for Netflix and pray that the HBO shows will someday show up there.
As we all do every night before we go to bed.
Exactly. I light a candle for that almost every day.
Now, there's another thing we should talk about, which is they have 25 million users in the States, but maybe only about 5 million users abroad. Does that mean there's a lot of room for growth, or does that mean maybe Netflix not so white hot outside of the U.S. border?
It's a tricky issue for several reasons, one of which is just that, you know, culturally, depending on the country, people may not be used to paying for content or paying for streaming video content.
Right.
But the biggest problem is the same problem that Netflix has generally, which is licensing. I mean, they're talking about trying to license content that has unbelievably restrictive and confusing licensing rules regarding distribution overseas. A lot of these shows simply are not available overseas, even on DVD, and definitely not on streaming services. So even in countries where Netflix is currently available, there's a lot of content that people in those countries can't watch. And that's partly why I think you'll see more exclusives, more Netflix exclusive content coming out of them, because at least they can do whatever they want with it.
Deputy Technology Editor at the New York Times, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.